over to the park and had two experiences with smokers. And the first guy was off a little bit, and so I waved, did the smoking, don't do it. It got a dirty look, but then he threw it out without putting it out. And that's where the danger lies. I did mention this to Jason, and they tried to enforce that, but I guess that's sort of a difficult one. With the new plan, my wife asked me to ask about campfires. Fires are a big issue.
Okay.
Any questions? We can.
No, thank you. Don?
My name is Don Ingram. My office is 119 West Pacific in Branson. I'm here on behalf of Michelle Wilson. I have a number of exhibits that I'll go ahead and pass out to you and pass around. The ones that I have, 1 through 5, are ones that I had prepared, and then the others are ones that Michelle had prepared with some little post-it notes on them that kind of describe what she's talking about.
One each?
I just have one set, so if you want to take a look at it, pass it around, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Not multiple sets.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and go back to the application as it was originally submitted, and what has transpired is far from what was proposed and what was approved. This, you won't have this in front of you, but it's part of the original packet that was done back in late 22 and early 23. It says the first phase will include the family-friendly recreational area to include a great number of already existing trails and paths. In this phase, our intent is to clear 5 acres to allow construction of a 4,000-square-foot metal building, which will hold the offices, conference rooms, restrooms, kitchen, garage, and reception area. It will also allow us the proper placement of a state-approved well and septic system. Adjoining this will be a parking lot, area size yet to be determined. Then it goes on and talks about what it's going to do in the subsequent parts of the phase two of the development. It's my understanding that there's no well, there's no septic. The office building is something they bought at Lowe's or someplace and brought it out there on the skid and sits out there in the place. They have a bunch of porta potties. There's no restrooms. There's none of the things that they promised. The other thing, somebody asked a question about emergency calls out there. I had a little trouble getting the information for the ambulance district because of HIPAA rules. But I got a letter back from their attorney. They have a law office in Fayette, Missouri. I guess they specialize in representing ambulance districts and that sort of thing. And the letter is in there, and I think on the second page of that letter, that may have been one of the first couple of exhibits. It's from a lawyer in Fayette, and they had 7 calls from, I think, September of 23 through August of 20, November of 24. And actually 6 of the 7 were from, I think, August of 24 through November of 24. So there have been a number of ambulance calls out there. Now, they can't tell me how serious they were or anything else that would violate HIPAA requirements. The problem that we have out there, and you also see those pictures, they talked about, well, we had a little trouble getting everybody parked, but it's a little more serious than maybe they would lead you to believe. I think those pictures will show that. There's also, it may have been coincidental, but when the notice of public hearing was posted, they had some equipment parked in front of it, so you couldn't see the notice of public hearing from the highway. So I'm not saying they did that intentionally. I'll give them the benefit of doubt and say it was an accident, but it really didn't give anybody any notice as to what was going on. Our position is that whatever additional things that they're asking for should be denied because they really haven't done the things that they promised to do to start with. And it's not a benefit to the community. It's a detriment to the community. And I think particularly as the gentleman got up and spoke about the eyesore that it's created, plus possibly the safety problem that it's created, because they haven't handled even what they've done very well. I don't have any other things to comment unless you have any questions about some of the exhibits.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
You need these back?
No, because I'd like to have those to be part of the record.
Applicant ready to come back up? Is that, just to be sure, is that everyone that signed up to speak? All right.
All right. Well, sounds like most of the issues have been corrected or are being corrected. For every one person that is opposed or somewhat opposed to this, I mean, there's 50,000 that are just can't wait to get here. I know that may not mean a lot to the neighbors, but it does mean a lot to Branson. We bring in estimated with the amount of people that have come to the park already, which is approximately 20,000 in 2024. And with the other people that have been involved, Jeep Branson, the reason Jeep Branson's here is because the park is here. Jeep and For a Cure, they're just stoked that there's an actual park here so that their breast cancer awareness has a place to go. The neighbors from all of the surrounding states are coming here because there's a park here. So we're definitely a contribution to the Branson community. And in order for us to be successful, we have to expand our business into things that are actually going to make us money. And overnight camping is definitely one of the things that's going to make us money. Events, without events, there's not a park in this country that survives without events. It just doesn't happen. Events are where the money comes in so that you can survive winter and so that you can improve the property that some people see as an eyesore. The grass that we planted out there didn't take. And in that conversation that I had with Dusty, he said that's one of the things we have to accomplish. Well, we've got a weed sprayer. We've got a grass sprayer guy that's going to come out just as soon as the freezing weather goes away so that we can accomplish it. It's already set up. It's already happening. So the front won't be quite as much of an eyesore. I don't totally disagree with people that there's nice or natural grass along the rest of the ditch until you get to our spot. As far as and that's an old picture of the original gravel that we put in there. That's all changed as well. But the rest of it, we're working on it. We've got a lot of work to do these parking lots in order to make them accommodate everybody that's coming to the park, which is why to the right side of that, we're going to be clearing the rest of our acreage, we're going to be clearing the rest of our 10 acres for parking so that we can accommodate the amount of people that are coming in. It's a growing business, and we've got some growing pains just like a lot of people around Branson. One of the things that one of our neighbors said about the trail going next to the road, that was already discussed originally, and it was okayed. Some controversy maybe over the how many feet or yards that it has to be from the property line. That was brought up. This same lawyer that's here tonight, he brought it up last time. And I don't know exactly what happened, but we were okay with what we have. However, like these guys have said, we're pretty dang accommodating. We try really hard to keep our neighbors happy. There isn't a single buggy on the property that is not mufflered. There's maybe some loud ones, but every one of them, none of them are unmuffled, as they put it. They're just, some of them are a little bit louder than others. And that is something that we can definitely work on to keep people from even going that direction down the trails. We are actually building more trails to go from the parking lot directly into the interior of the property so that these machines are not going anywhere near Highway JJ or Aspen. So there's nothing that's being said tonight that we're not already aware of, that we're not already in the process of correcting. So let's see here. Somebody had mentioned that it's illegal for the water from your driveway to run out onto the road, and that's true. And we're literally one of the only driveways in the entire road of, or highway that doesn't have water running onto the pavement. Ours is correct and goes down the ditches. We're going to have rain over the next couple days. If any of you would like to come out and see that, come on. Let's see here. That's really about it. I mean, everything that's been said tonight, we're aware of. We're in the process of building, and so we're getting there. Is about all I can say. As far as porta potties, those were approved already. I don't know. I don't remember hearing anything about any particular period of time that they're allowed. Most off-road parks have porta potties. We keep our porta potties with hand wash, sanitation on the outside of them, and we are putting in a big cistern, which was we were told was okay to for more washing for people to be able to clean up, not wash their buggies or anything, but be able to clean themselves up and a little more accommodating. We are working on getting in better bathrooms, better porta potties, I guess I should say, or buying a trailer with real bathrooms in it. So that's everything's in the works. It just.
So you don't have a well or a septic system?
No. I don't remember that being a condition that there's a time limit on when we have to have that happening. Okay. Well, we're just a broke park trying to make it, so.
Well, like me, you have a lot of, how many riders from all over the states?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's happening. Yeah. Well, this is literally the year that we're planning on being able to accomplish those things. And honestly, this meeting, the electrical sites, and having those events that bring those people in is why we have to accomplish those things. So getting this approved is one of the reasons it's going to provoke us to make sure those things happen so that we can accommodate it.
More options to improve. What does that mean? You're going to reinvest in your company. You're going to put a well, septic tank.
Oh, absolutely.
Bathrooms and all that in
there. Yeah, there's. And I don't know how many of you guys understand this. You said you're in construction, so you know how much gravel costs.
I also know you're supposed to have a paved entrance on the state highway. I know that for a fact.
You got to call Dusty on that.
I have.
Tonight?
Not tonight. When's the last time you talked to him?
December. Well, it would have been January 1st, 2nd, 3rd.
It's been since the 1st of January.
Well,
I submit you say there's all these problems that you're familiar with and you're aware of and you're dealing with them. I submitted being your